the one and only Tom Durkin. Tom, Anthony, and Steve here on Express Bet Radio. Thanks for some time today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm housebound here in Saratoga. We got a pretty good dump of snow today, so it's nice to be by the fireplace chatting away.
When I gave you a call this morning to secure the interview, you were getting ready to read up on the passing of a buddy of yours, the great Dick Enberg, at the age of 82, passed away from a heart attack last night. Your first thoughts this morning when you woke up to the news?
I was pretty shocked because Dick was in great shape. I mean, 82 sounds pretty old, but I mean, he was in terrific shape. He played a lot of tennis and it was always physically fit, and I was just really surprised, you know, that he passed away, given, you know, how good he's looked for so long. I saw him at the Breeders' Cup this year, and he looked great, and, it's just really too bad.
Yeah, Breeders' Cup honored him before Breeders' Cup 2017 this year outside of Del Mar, and it's funny. It's almost like it's nice to get honored before you leave us, and just in the nick of time, it seems. Craig Favrell and the folks over at the Breeders' Cup able to honor Dick, and you know, Breeders' Cup and Dick Enberg synonymous. 1984, you are part of the original, of course, racetrack announcer for the Breeders' Cup, November 10th, 1984, and you get to work with Dick Enberg, who had already established himself as, you know, we saw the words Mount Rushmore a lot today. He was already on Mount Rushmore. What was it like, Tom, getting to work with him on that first Breeders' Cup show?
Well, Dick, at that time, I mean, he was, I don't know, I don't know that I could, he was certainly right up there at that time with broadcasters and their reputations, guys like Jim McKay and whatever. He was basically the face of NBC Sports. He was the number one go-to guy, pretty much the way Bob Costas has been over the past few years. He did everything. He did track sports, basketball, football, horse racing. He did everything, and he was a very bright guy. And had an advanced degree in college and what have you. And I got to tell you, though, I mean, I was just sent an email to somebody and a text. To me, he was the epitome of class. I don't know that I ever saw Dick Enberg in anything other than a coat and tie. And he really reminds a person a lot of Vin Scully. I mean, these guys, they're just class. They just don't make people like this anymore, that have courtly manners and are just kind and don't have a bad word to say about anybody. Just very positive and all around. Extremely talented guy. I mean, he was a huge talent, and he did not have a huge ego to go with it. Which I will tell you does happen to be the case with a lot of people in sports broadcasting that are successful. There's a lot of ego there, but you never saw a hint of that with Dick.
When you go into that first broadcast, do you feel the energy of working with a guy like Dick Enberg? Do you feel comfortable that you're in good hands with him steering that ship, the first Breeders' Cup back in 84?
I never felt comfortable at all during that day. I was 31 years old and 2.5 years out of being the esteemed track announcer at Cahokia Downs. And so I was a bit awestruck by Dick. Now, the guy that was probably everybody's thinking about to call the races then was Dave Johnson, who was heads and miles above everybody else in the business at that point. And I think he preferred to do on-camera work. Now, Dick wasn't completely 100% familiar with the ins and outs and subtleties of horse racing and all the personalities like Dave did. So they were pretty much co-hosts at that time. And that show, they were worried sick that 4 hours of horse racing with only, you know, 25 minutes in between races, they were worried to death that there wasn't going to be enough content. So NBC hired basically every person that could spell the word horse. I'm not sure that I can count them all, but at least a dozen of them, maybe 14 people on there. It was Tom Hammond's first national television broadcast. He was, knew everything there was to know about horse racing. Dave Johnson was there. We hired a couple guys from Europe, Bruff Scott and Michael O'Hare, Harvey Pack, and Pete Axthelm, Robin Smith, who was a jockey, a former jockey at that point, Sharon Smith, who was working sports on ESPN, a horse racing show every week called Down the Stretch. And I'm forgetting people. There were a couple others.
Dick was an integral part of getting Tom Hammond on that broadcast, was he not?
I believe so, yeah. They both had, Dick did all sorts of basketball. And Tom was there in Lexington, and he did basketball as well. I think they may have met doing a Louisville game, a University of Kentucky game. And
you better be careful with that.
Had an interest in, I'm sorry?
You better be careful with that. Don't get those two confused.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm going to watch when I walk out the door if I say something wrong there. But anyway, I think that's when they first met, and Tom took him out to Claiborne Farm for a tour to meet Secretariat, who was still alive at that point. So I think that's how they initially got on there. And, of course, you know, Tom was the low man on, well, next to me. I guess I was the low man on the totem pole. But Tom was just one rung above me. He spent the broadcast on the backstretch. That was his beat. And then he would eventually go on to become one of the premier broadcasters, sports broadcasters in the country and the host of the Breeders' Cup for many years.
You are obviously considered by many to be the best at what you did, certainly on the Mount Rushmore. What do you think?
You know, you're not my agent anymore, Anthony, so you don't have to say all that nice stuff anymore, but thank you. And by the way, I stopped giving you that 10% check every month, so if you haven't seen it for a while, no need, no more coming.
I knew that there was just something, the ExpressBet account was a little light. You're widely considered the best, at the very least, one of the best at what you did. What do you think made Dick one of the best and as good as he was at what he did?
That's always, all that stuff comes down to two things, talent and homework. He just had just a natural talent. He had a beautiful voice. He was from the Midwest, Michigan. Went to Central Michigan University, I believe. And he just had that voice, and he just had a great understanding of sports. He was an athletic guy himself, and he did his homework. You know, he just did the work. There's no getting around that. So he had just the great natural ability, and then he just used his intellect and his work ethic to turn it into, you know, Dick Enberg.
We're talking with Tom Durkin, reminiscing about Dick Enberg, who passed away yesterday at the age of 82. Tom and Dick worked on the first 7 Breeders' Cup broadcasts together. What's going on in the life of Tom Durkin?
I'm doing a little voiceover work here and there. I have a recording studio. Anybody need a commercial, by the way, just give me a call. It's mostly local stuff up here in Saratoga. I've got 2 audio books that are pretty much done, and I'm hoping for the first one to be out on Audible very soon, and the other one maybe within a month. So I really enjoyed doing audiobooks. It kind of fits in really well with my particular temperament.
I saw that one of my favorite characters on the planet, Santa Durkin, made an appearance at the National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame a few weeks ago.
Yes, dusted off the old Santa Claus suit, which I've which I put to good use. As you know, Anthony, I used to have some great Christmas parties at my house. I used to live about two blocks from Belmont Park, and every year we would take over the neighborhood with people singing Christmas carols, a lot of revelry, let's put it that way. Anthony was part of the band that included Sam the Bugler, and then we
Fran LaBelle.
Out, Fran LaBelle, of course. Yeah, there was all sorts of very good singers, shall we say, and we'd go in the neighborhood, knock door to door, and we probably did that for 20 years, and I'm happy to say that over, despite the fact that we did commit several crimes during that period, no one was ever arrested.
No, we put kids on the back of the pickup in the Santa chair in the Santa suit, and I went traipsing through Floral Park the other day. The Islanders threw me out, so the Islanders are moving in, and the Islanders actually asked me to leave. I didn't get arrested, so we kept that streak alive. But the Islanders just threw me out.
Yeah, well, red letter day. The governor showed up at Belmont Park. How about that?
Yeah, well. Tom, thanks for some time today to talk about Dick. And listen, have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Don't try to get yourself shoveled out. Get Mathis and LaBelle over there to shovel you out. And I don't know, maybe Joni Lawrence can even pitch in and just shovel you out of that. shovel you out of there up at the spa.
Don't worry, the old Brian Inn's only about 300 yards from my house. There's a pretty good chance I'll be in front of the fireplace there. I'm very sure.
They got that chocolate chip cookie pie is one of the greatest things I've ever eaten. It's Nova Bavarian
thank
goulash,
you,
but it's
thank you, guys.
Good.
I appreciate it, and thank you. You know, on behalf of a lot of people for remembering Dick Enberg the way you have. He was really just a great guy, and gone too soon.
Yeah, gone too soon. Tom, we appreciate some time today. Keep up the good work. The big horse back training. I saw yesterday that he was down at Palm Beach Downs. Of course, Tom owns a piece through West Point of Always Dreaming, so got to be excited about that.
Yeah, Always Dreaming's back, just starting up. Can't say for sure, but I think if in a perfect world, he might have a prep and go to the Met Mile. Don't quote me on that, but I think that idea is at least being tossed about. But he'll tell us when he's ready to go.
All right. Well, best of luck with all the new ventures. Again, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Merry Christmas, guys. All the best.